Is it all right to discuss this in like real time with all the people out there?
With all the people?
Yeah, I don't even know who's out there now because I
there's can't three see. People. You're probably one of them still. Okay, Lewis hears us both. Yes, okay. Thank you, Lewis.
All right, right on. Yeah, thanks, Lewis, for always like I actually always see you in the spaces, and I never know. Yeah,
I met him in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Huh?
Oh my God.
Yeah, me and George met him. We got to hang out.
He's been in the crime watch, dude. I haven't scared you away, so that's
he's really cool. So what do you think? I mean, this is pretty good so far. If I could just figure out how to turn tab volume up and down, but I really think once we're talking, it's going to be totally different. Besides, like, we're not going to be talking over other people.
Yeah. So what I was sort of thinking was, you know how I said like the view, like, but good. Like something like that, you know, we can take, you know, we can do like reaction kind of, content where, you know, we can do a current events or like, you know, some kind of funny thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I think Jeeves and Journey would definitely be a good addition for helping out, or we can find something, you know, that we want to bitch about. You know, Jeeves is always great about finding stuff for Crime Watch. Like I've got so much homework to do, but I've got lots of, you know what I mean? I can line up some shows, you know, and keep content going. This week really kind of jammed me up. Cause like I had, you know, I was going to go one way and I ended up going completely different. Cause like I kind of swapped with the 3 PM thing. That was so awesome. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was great. I know you were nervous, but you did awesome. I mean,
The whole way through, I was just like, I'm talking to a guy who's like way smarter than me. Normally, I don't care who anyone is, but it's like, this was like, it wasn't about me talking to somebody, you know what I mean? It was about me representing the army, asking questions that people want to know, you know, answer. So it forced me to care who people were again. and so it took me out of my element, I guess.
But it's awesome because you really just, that's the good thing about even being a podcast host is, I don't know if it was Paula who told me this, but I was telling her, I don't always know. I mean, I don't know everything. I know I don't know everything. And she said, well, that's the best part. You're just asking questions. So just being a host is like, you don't have to know everything. You could just ask a lot of questions so other people could.
But the thing is my questions we could be here a while. And I know that folks kind of want to get to the point. So I have to kind of circumvent my own, lack of education, and I'll have to curtail.
Yeah, but you're good. I think the good thing is it's not like you're just trying to learn every little piece of technical. You're trying to understand the big picture. And I think that's where
to a degree. Like I want to see how they relate. Like I understand that, you know, there are certain inner workings, you know what I mean? That I don't have the aptitude for. I mean, if I dive into it, I could come out with some knowledge, but I don't think enough. You know what I mean? Like I took an AP physics class. It was like my senior. No, actually it was my junior year. I took AP physics.
AP physics.
Like, yeah. Like, I mean, I understand, you know, equations, you know, to certain degrees and certain concepts, or at least I used to, but I'm sure I forgot a lot of that stuff, but
I'm sure
I recognize
it. You just have to put in the time to understand it. Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, if I really apply, if I had the time to, I really could, and I have to, cause I have a lot of other things that I have to like really deep dive into, like, like technical stuff, making things run, keeping things running and growing things and cooling things and all these other things that I need to learn all about. It's like, you know, pretty amazing. But
I mean, are you doing that like stuff that you're doing? Do you have like, are you learning it alone or is it with your friend that you're...
my friend and I we're going to eventually be like business partners in a sense. You know, we're gonna start up, you know, we're gonna start up.
You don't have to say that's all Lewis and the other two people.
Well,
watching.
No, it's just I don't want to go, you know, patting myself on the back for something I haven't accomplished yet. Like that's my big thing. Like I don't want to go, you know, because like the more you talk about plans, the less you get them done.
You want to see the results first before you.
Yeah,
you know.
And I mean we've kind of kicked the engine, you know, and it's doing its thing. Like we're kind of moving forward. We're gathering our resources. We're making things work. Mm-hmm. But we do have some challenges. Some of them are sort of, obviously, you know, monetary, right? But there's, you know, there's mm-hmm. ways to, you know, to work that out. Mm-hmm. But it's more so there are other like life things that are in
well,
view.
That's the crazy thing about you doing so much with the spaces too right now is because you're just taking all of that on. You're doing, you're putting so much of your time into that, and you're doing this, you know, yeah. thing with your friend. You know, I don't know what to specifically call it to everybody, but it's a venture, I guess.
The killer bee initiative.
The killer bee initiative.
Yeah, I don't know. They're related. So, I mean, part of it mm-hmm. is like, everything. I don't know. Everything is kind of like.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I can see that. Yeah. So, but when you want to do like these, like the thing that you were talking about, sharing current events and having it be, you know, a show where we could show a clip and react to it type of thing, it'd be crazy because we're doing a space, right? It's a Twitter space, but we're also going to be on Riverside where we can, whoever's joined in the room, while we have the space running, we can share the clip there. And then the people in the space that are just listening on Twitter, if they want to see what we're sharing, they could come over to the YouTube and see what screen is being shared. Is that complicated?
Well, yeah, I think it is. I mean, like, I think the space should be the space, like the okay. Tuesday thing. And this should be a separate thing. Like this, this is like, yeah. Cause I mean, I think that would get a little too meta. You know what I mean? And I think it would get too convoluted with like mm-hmm. worrying about screens and volumes and stuff. Like it was a little demonstrable, I think, with that space. Like, unless you're running it from something different where you can adjust the volume differently than your actual computer that you're mm-hmm. running this on. Cause the levels will get pretty messed up. Like I had a super hard time hearing you talk with all of the other voices. You know, it was just overwhelming that the space itself, the volume of that was, you know, was way louder.
Yeah. Well, if I could have known that I could mute it, then after I finally figured out that I could go back to the tab and the mute button showed up, then I could, like, it would have been better if I could done that. But again, if we're in spaces, I think it'll be fine if we're the hosts, because either you or I are talking and then we'll allow other people to speak and it won't be that crazy.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. That would be an awesome other segment to have, you know, just doing something like a show, you know, just having I love the reaction thing.
Yeah, I think it'll be cool. Like, I think, you know, cause then we could, you know, any one of us, I think, can like share like a screen or whatever, you know, pull up a YouTube video or a video from wherever, you know, an X video, and, you know, and then play it out. You know, maybe laugh mm-hmm. along the way if it's something funny, or, you know, see if it's something annoying, like it's a Peter Schiff clip or something.
Yeah. Well, that's what I love, because sometimes it's going to be almost like we're sharing random Bitcoin news, because a lot of times with the fiat mines, you know, one of us will see an article that the others didn't see, and we usually end up sharing them in the, you know, in our group chats and stuff like that. Yeah, and we'll be like, look what this guy said today. But the cool thing is, instead of just watching some of that stuff, we could have some clips saved on the side that we haven't talked about with people and just watch them.
Yeah.
You know, we can
kind of find the stuff that gets lost in the ether. You know, we could highlight plebs, you know, we can do all kinds of things. You know, if we see somebody who's just been kind of like showing up and like really, you know, really, promoting something, you know, something clear and solid and mm-hmm. you know, important.
Or even that person's YouTube channel. I'm really bad with names when they're newer, but then new YouTube channel, it's like we could be like, look what they're doing.
Oh, Mysteries of Bitcoin Citadel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to get into that a little bit. That's going to be my sort of like nighttime, like my story time. I'm going to sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sleepy bee. And, you know,
One thing that Lewis said, he said, did you ever think of using Discord? I said, just to do a trial run first. But I think the reason why we didn't want to use Discord was because we want to actually leave it open to more people. What do you think?
So with the Discord, I think the Discord is just kind of strictly like an army hangout. Mm. That's sort of the intention. it's kind of set up in a lot of the ways that our community is set up, where, you know, like we have a war room, you know, there's like a host channel, there's a moderator channel, you know what I mean? And there, you know, you can do audio there. So you can like do like, I mean, I've done it with like late night, you know, after a space, you know, hung out with like Cousin, Jeeves, Jem. Yeah. And, you know, it's just, we're trying to get everybody to, you know, everybody who can operate Discord, or at least, you know, wants to learn whatever, you know, come over there. And it's just kind of like a little like extra thing, you know, you don't want to keep sifting through notifications and play the Twitter game.
Plus, like Twitter, yeah, I just can't stand how they haven't fixed the messaging. Like every time you want to comment, it scrolls all the way to the bottom.
There needs to be a little bit more like slider control or something there. I mean, I don't know. I feel like what they try to do is they're so focused on the innovation that they're not focusing on the ergonomics.
Yeah, and like I the think user that's
really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
We already had to fucking shift from MySpace, and MySpace was so much fun. Like even if you know, I mean, even if it was confusing, like you still ended up doing something cool, even if by accident. Like it was just a great place. And then Facebook was like, all right, I get it. It's a little more structured. It's a little less like convoluted. But then it got convoluted, and there was no fucking, you know what I mean? Then it was just weird.
Well, now it's all ads and like companies and
now it's all
algorithms, ads. Like hardcore.
Yeah, it's all echo chamber shit. It's crazy. I mean, mm-hmm. And like I guess like you know they were trying to, you know, tweak the algorithms with X so that it wasn't so much of an echo chamber, but it's one of those things where it can't help itself, I think.
Well, that's what I think is super cool about Nostr, and I don't know how to use the group chat yet, but I think it was Jeff Booth that was telling me that there's like a spaces setting or option. I don't know if you have to be on Primal on the web or something, but
yeah, see, I don't know. Cause I'm on like Iris, because that was the one that I found on YouTube that showed you how to connect to Nostr. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't like it. It just looks weird to me.
Well, it's primitive. It's early, because if you think about, you know, when Bitcoin started, it was like, nobody cared for 16 years old now. So Nostr is like what, since 2022.
Right. All right. So yeah, there's plenty of development to go. And I think like, you know, I don't know. It's, you know, because a lot of folks have like opinions about like, you know, Nostr is just like a bunch of people who were smart enough to use Nostr all talking to each other, and like nothing's really going on there. And, you know, mm-hmm. It's like that's, I wouldn't say general consensus, but that's kind of like a vibe that I picked up. It's like, you know, I don't know. Like I actually made the joke, and somebody got a little like, what's the matter with Nostr? Bro, I don't know. I don't even know how to use it. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not.
Well, the only thing I think people get pissed off about is when like X, I think, is the best place to be, because I did love MySpace. I liked having my personalized page where I could put my favorite song of the day and have, you know, my favorite pictures at the top, or, you know, I thought it was like more personal and fun.
Yeah.
Dude, and then
I found so many fans because of MySpace. Like,
yeah,
really, like great, great fans.
And I think like Facebook was just real boring to me, and now it stinks. And then X is great because we learn a lot there. We connect with people there. But I think the reason people would end up, because right now X has the network effect, you know, but the reason I think people would end up even moving, why would they move to Nostr if it's like newer, not as good? But there's been so many people deplatformed. Like it happened to me, and it happens to so many. And then even the people that try to get monetized, that like hustle to try to get monetized on X, like AA. And then he gets monetized, and I think Rob too. And then they take away their monetization, and they're never able to apply for it again. It's just the censorship is just insane.
Yeah, they got rug pulled. It's bullshit.
Yeah. And they worked so hard for it. And then AA had to start a new account with all new followers just to try to get to that point again. But I'm like, why would you? I don't know. I just feel like it's like good for him. You know, good for him. We all support him.
It's working backwards, though. I mean, it's like, you know, having to kind of do all that again. And then who's to say it doesn't happen again, where you get monetized and then you get rug pulled again? Fucking X, X is so fiat coded.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, and that's why I think with Nostr, even though it's like really like people don't spend enough time there to make it worth it to see like new feeds that are really good, but it's like at least you can just have it already has enabled the lightning tips, you know, so people could send one sat to each other just to be like, I like that, that's my like, it's the one sat button. So I think that's just kind of cool, but like it could probably take like another 10 years before people use it more, once they realize they're getting, you know, censored like crazy.
Yeah, I think, I mean, personally, what I think, right, is if the Bitcoin army shifted content over to Noster, that might be a bit of a draw. I mean, I don't know how much of a draw, but you know what I mean? It would be like, hey, you know, we're going to do a special, you know, thing, but we're going to hold it here. Come on in and
Be nice if they,
and
I think,
put the replay up wherever.
Yeah, I think if they created a, like how we can make communities on X, if we can make a community there just so everyone can get notified by, you know, at least have like a way to tell the group of people that want. But I guess that's what relays are for. I'm thinking about relays and I don't know enough about them, but you're on like a certain channel, I guess, like is what a relay is.
Okay.
So that might be already there. You know, I'm not even sure how to use it, but.
Well, I think that's more of, I think, in my head, it sounds like more of a, or of a funnel. Between networks or between like, you know, wherever these servers are bouncing off of, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to look into that and see if there's like some kind of community building or fostering or whatever that they can do. You can do with Noster. I mean, I didn't know that it had like a spaces capability. So now we know that, and that, you know, that's worth exploring. I would assume there would be some kind of video thing. You know, I mean, to be completely honest, like if X dropped the censorship bullshit and added a like a live chat, like text, like live chat, like you have on like YouTube, it would be a wrap. It would corner this whole market even more than they already have. Like right now, everybody's stuck here. Like that's really what it is. I mean, you know, anybody who doesn't realize that is fiat coded. is it not a lockstep fiat slave, but an unfortunate one.
I like that word. I just, every time I see you write that lately, it's like,
it's become my thing. It's like, it's one of those things, like, you know, how you sort of like, what's your niche or whatever. Like, that's my thing. Like I see something, I'm like, that is like the most fucking, like, that is the most lockstep fucking, you know, oh, jump. Okay. How high? Like,
I don't even know exactly what it means, but I'm just picturing like, you know, how, you know, like the three witches in Hocus Pocus like walk together with their arms interlocked and they're walking.
That's lockstep.
Like,
it's well,
is that what
I mean,
that is?
It's not, well, it's not the arm locking so much, but it's like walking in unison. It's like,
okay.
It's
well,
like,
that's why it's perfect, because I didn't really know, but I'm like, wow, that actually, the way it sounds is
like
exactly
single
what it
file or two by two at the discretion of whoever is like leading the procession, essentially.
Right.
You know, that's, you fall amazing in lockstep with the leader. You know, it's a metaphor that kind of, you know, it transcends into like, you know, oh, you're just in lockstep with your girlfriend, bro. Like, you just agree with whatever she says. It's bullshit. So lockstep fiat slave is like, you know, it's not just like having to suffer through it. It's like trying to, you know, it's like trying to suck up to the system so that you're not at the bottom of the totem pole.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like that, like Senator Loomis with the whole like, you know, oh, Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. And then, you know, after a couple of conversations, it's, oh, crypto, crypto, crypto. You know what I mean? It's like, that's lockstep fiat slave shit. I mean, it just is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I hate doing this because, like, you know, what they were doing tonight is, like, cool and it's fun and it's its own thing. But then they started talking about Fred Krueger.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Like,
don't walk
into my garden. Don't do this. And, like, but at the very least, do not invite me to speak. Take away my speaking privileges. I'm not going to be offended by that. Like, it is not my place, like, right now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I think that, like,
you didn't want to speak because...
No,
you were,
because I have too much to say. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to... And I don't even want to do, like, this where it's, like, a commentary on a space or, like, a critique or something like that. Like, it's supposed to be its own thing. And that's the whole point, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's the point. Like, that's me. I have to shut my mouth. You know? It's like...
Yeah. No, it's true. But it's, like, and that's what... crazy thing is about sometimes, I guess, toxic maxis now what we are, but we're very just, sometimes we just don't care to interact or spend our time around or with certain people, but sometimes there's certain people who we find very, you know, like we look up to and we love their insight, but then they're almost like, it's like there's so many nice Bitcoiners that they're just giving people so much the benefit of the doubt where sometimes a lot of us don't want to. So it's just kind of like,
I think the stigma was created before we got here, right? Like toxic Bitcoin maximalist was like a term that we walked into and it was like already here, right? And I feel like, I mean, you know, and I could be wrong on the timeline. I'm just bullshitting here, right? But it appears to me like, you know, like the previous cycle or the cycle before that, or, you know, maybe just an amalgamation of all the cycles, just like gave, you know, because, you know, that early stage, like that had to be wild when people started catching on and they were like, oh, I'll get a little bit, just see what happens. And then fucking next thing they know, it's like 100X and you're like, what the fuck? And then it's 100X again. And you're like, what the motherfuck? And then it goes back down and you're like, oh, this is bullshit. And then it's up fucking 10X. And you're like, what the fuck? You know, it's just like, it's crazy. And to have gone through all that, like, yeah, I think it's a ride that kind of takes you places. I think, I don't know who said it, but it happened in one of the spaces where, somebody kind of pointed out, like, you are going to be exactly who you are, you know, in 10, 20 years when you've come out of this cycle, that cycle. We had a couple of old older in the cycles, you know, Bitcoiners, right? Kind of come to our space. You remember when they were telling us, oh, you know, you guys are like came out of nowhere, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Like they're a part of that older camp where it's like, oh, you know, where everybody's chewing each other out and calling it, you know, it's like all a bunch of ad hominem attacks and all this other shit. It's like, I don't want to have those conversations. You know, if I can spare myself those conversations, I'm going to, right? I'm not going to go into somebody else's garden and have them look at me and be like, bro, when did you get into Bitcoin? Like yesterday? Like, yeah, I did actually. Go fuck yourself. Like, I don't care.
I know.
You know?
Like, I just kept saying, like, it's like, we're just having a good time. We don't care to argue and fight with people.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, the Bitcoin army itself, you know, it is an idea, right? It's not just it's not just a hangout thing. It's not just like, we, you know, when we first got together, you know, like I feel like the idea was, you know, it's in its infancy. It was small. We didn't really know exactly what we wanted to do. We just know we knew that we wanted to do something, right? So what are we gonna do? Like, okay, well, we're gonna try and monetize, bro. And like, come on, bro.
Yeah, that's how it started, right?
Yeah, it was just like, okay, what's your objective? Yeah, life sucks. You need fiat, bro. Let's get you, you know, maybe get you, you know, a couple of extra bucks a month and whatever, you know. And so that became, you know, that became the focus for a little bit.
Yeah. And isn't it crazy how it turned out to be such a, like, from our opinion, I guess, you know, not everybody thinks the same, but a lot of us that that think the way, you know, me and you do is it was almost kind of like a rig to, like, you're trying to, like, rigged against you. Like, it's really hard to do. And then look, if you do it, you could get it, take it away. But then it, like, brought people to try to find each other and support each other. And then it was like, instead of like, we got a better gift than
it was really like a bunch of people running through a maze, running into these Indiana Jones fucking traps, and you get hit with one and you're off to the side and you got a fucking, you know, a spear in your fucking leg and you're like, bro, watch out for that trap. And then they fucking dodge it and they're like, yo, thanks, bro. And you're like, okay, go get him, bro. Like, there's a point where, like, we figured out, right, as a community, how awesome it felt to see somebody cross a finish line, doesn't matter what it is, right?
Right.
And I think that was really the catalyst.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for me, right? I don't want to go speaking for everybody, but
you're right. Like, anytime somebody did it, we're just like, even when they were close to getting monetized, we're like all cheering for them. We're so happy, but it was like, you just wanted to support those people so that we could all kind of get there. But at the same time, like, in the process, you made these friends, or you found out that people are really cool and have such cool ideas.
Right.
And then none of us even, like, you never thought about doing like hosting spaces back then, you know? Yeah.
It wasn't even a thing. Like, I mean, at one point in time, I gave up on the monetization thing altogether. I was like, this is not, you know, it's not going to happen. Right. It's just, I don't have the time and the effort to do all of the, like, put out polls and schedule fucking posts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not, you know, I'm not really a social media guy, right? I'm just, you know?
Yeah. And I felt like that too. I was just trying to, like, getting, like, oh, let me try to get on these. It was just something that I liked the part where I was interacting with other Bitcoiners.
Yeah.
But I felt like it turned into, like, now let me shift my focus to some like really trending thing so I can try to comment something really crazy.
Yeah.
So
do you remember that? Do you remember when we were looking up like websites that had, you know, like trend websites to find like the, you know, the top trending thing, go and hashtag that or follow, you know what I mean?
And I think that's why I got suspended, because I was using a lot of,
I was too many hashtags.
I remember it was like some kind of hockey tournament that was like trending.
The Four Nations. Yeah. Moosegate. Yeah. I gotta find those. Those were great. We made some great memes.
I was like literally putting those hashtags with like Donald Trump nodding on like hockey posts, like or I was putting those posts on like fashion posts with just the same hashtags and the same anything that would be triggering to people. I think I just kept putting like the most, you know, weird things, and it was getting so many impressions.
I was scrolling so hard, dude. I was a miscreant. Like, I was unfair to people in my speech. It was not nice. Like, and I was just doing it to be like, you know, like somebody would, I'd say something like, yeah, oh, Canada sucks. Like, you know, we're going to, you know, you're going to be the 51st state. And then like somebody would just come out and go, you don't know what you're talking about. This man. And like, actually, you're right. I don't know anything about hockey. What is hockey? I don't know hockey.
Do you remember how we were just saying, I remember you were saying stuff like that. And I remember us saying stuff that made, like, we didn't care. We were just saying stuff just to get a reaction. So we were trolling, right? We were just straight up trolling. People were like swearing at us, calling us terrible names.
Oh God, yes, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm going to hell. I probably hate all the gays.
And we're like, we're not even anything, you know? Yeah, it was just, they were just like, burn. They wanted to like burn us. Like, it was so,
they wanted to fire back, you know? And
it was about hockey, because these hockey, it was like, we touched on the wrong subject. People were super touchy.
I said, what did I say? It was like a 3-word sentence, or no, it was like, like the shortest sentence ever on a Taylor Swift, like update. Community. I was like, I can't believe she walked out of the house in those shoes. Dude, they fucking roast. They went ape shit. Right. I got tens of thousands of like views. It was just,
and you never got suspended, right?
No. Because I didn't really do like, I didn't really comment like a bot, I guess. I would hope.
Yeah. I was reading about stuff. I was literally putting hashtags that had nothing to do with what I was commenting on.
Yeah, I think that's probably what the little algorithm police picked up on. It was like, oh, it's too many. You can't do that. That's a bot. They're, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it was crazy. But you guys, like, and that's the other thing, too. I don't know if that happened before I started the podcast. I think it did. I can't remember now. But I think like the cool thing was just seeing how fired up everybody would get when we were.
I think it was close to around the time. I don't know if it was before or after.
I can't remember. It was before.
I can't remember Moosegate. I don't remember the timeline of Moosegate.
Moosegate.
They put like a little moose in a hockey fucking uniform, and I'm like, that's how they really won the game. It's fucking cheaters.
Four Nations Moosegate.
Investigate. Yeah, fucking research Moosegate.
That was so funny. Lewis, can you still hear us, by the way? I want to see if he's enjoying this conversation.
I hope so. You hear me all right, though? Because like, I'm always,
it's perfect.
I'm always worried I'm too far away, but I don't want to put my face up against my desktop screen.
Yeah, no, you're good. I was almost thinking, like, I wonder if we should. What am I trying to say right now?
Let me do something real quick. I'm going to see if I can share something. I'm going to try and.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Can you see that?
Yeah. Yay. This is so good. His little smile after the butterfly.
Yeah, this is like, it's one of my favorite movies. Anyway, all right, now how do I make that go away? Oh, I got to go back to...
Make it go away.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right. So what it did was it switched me to the other... it switched me to the screen I was actually on, and that's why I couldn't find us.
Okay, so, but yeah, if you want to share a screen, I guess, you would just have the tab open.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you just go to the share thing, you choose that, and then you just pop that up.
Yeah.
So we can, you know, we can like take turns and like just discuss like, you know what we thought, you know. I feel like, you know, I know Jeeves, their journey is going to come in with a wild take, you know, completely off the cuff to like whatever we, you know what I mean? Because we're pretty even keeled. We do have a very similar sense of humor. So do we all, but but Journey is so animated, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, he's got a lot of energy. But you know, I think he's like, if he knows that it's a gonna be a, you know, a podcast, you know, Nova,
he's really
here forever type of thing. He was very he was still energetic when he was on my show.
Yeah.
You know, it was just that he's just a little more like free speaking when it's the next space that's not being shared, but
he got the bug though, because I, you know, he went on Hot Old Florida's podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right.
Out, dude, I haven't had a chance, man, to sit down and like really I still have to get through so many Nova podcasts. There's so much fucking content.
I know. It's so many.
I'm trying to formulate my own, and I feel guilty if I don't, like, you know what I mean? It's like, there's so many. I'm pulled in so many directions. It's funny.
It's crazy. I get it. Cause imagine, like, for me, like, I want to listen to so many, but then I'm the one recording a lot and then editing a lot. And then I feel like the time I have in between where I actually want to listen to other people, it's like in my in-between time. Like, I don't really have time to do much else. I'm like, okay, I want to listen to these, but
yeah,
you know, it's, I would like to listen to so many more, and I get it. Cause I know how it is, and I want to listen to other people's, but I feel sometimes a little bit guilty that I'm posting so many. Cause I do have a bunch of people joining me, and I can't wait to get them out. Like, I'm really excited because every person I've talked to is like, this is the best talk I ever had, you know?
Yeah. Like, well, you have to look at it. I mean, well, you know, do what you want, right? Buddy?
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, this humble bee's opinion, right? You got to, you got to look at it from a perspective of mutual self-interest. Like, you're showcasing Bitcoiners, you know? So when you post that, it's, you're not just posting your content, right? I mean, you are, you know, in that sense, but you're also posting, you know, these plebs, you know, you know, great or small, wherever they come from. And like that's what I love about the podcast, is that you will talk to all of us, you know. I think I always forget her name. The first one I saw you on.
Paula.
Paula. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry. I'm really not good with names. I'm terrible with this stuff. But yeah, Paula, I think she does pretty much the same thing. You know, I mean, we were just a bunch of cats, right? Just out of nowhere. Like, you know, AA, you know, doing his thing, you know, really. I mean, he was already kind of starting to take off, but like, you know, but you know, you, I don't know what else she's done, but you know what I mean? Like, but that's, you know, she's just talking to folks, you know, and that's, you know, that's what Bitcoin is. It's us. It's all of us. You know, it's, you know, it's even the ones we don't like, some of,
well,
which,
that's what's,
you know,
cool. I love her because, like, even when I shared the Jimmy story, I shared it. I told a few people that I've been close with about him and what happened. And she was the first person who was like, I need to share this, because she has like an instinct for wanting to share things that she thinks are important.
Right.
So when she found me, it was just, I was like, why does she want to even talk to me? That's crazy. But like, she just saw the community building stuff, and she was reaching out to all different people in the community. And then it was just people asking me if I'm going to do my own thing, but it was George, you know, I'm sure you know that, but he was the one who was like, why don't you? I'm like, I guess. But it was her who was reaching out to Army members, cause she saw what was happening with the group. That's really cool of her, because I mean, people don't think a lot of themselves until somebody sometimes shows them that they might enjoy doing something. Cause I was freaking terrified to speak.
Yeah. I feel like we are, you know, when we talk about the void, right. It's not just X, you know, it's sort of being lost in the sea of like the world, and like, you know, and bless, you know, those of us who have, you know, something to, you know, connect with, but a lot of us, you know, feel lost. And even with the people in our lives, there's still that sort of generational neglect that you get from family members who like just don't understand, or they sort of half understand, and they're like, you know, they're sort of like, half-handedly supportive. And, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and that's, you know, that's,
yeah,
a lot of that's by design. It's fucking fiat coded, right?
Yeah. Well, just like we were talking about with Jeeves, like Jeeves is, you know, when he was on my show, he's like the coolest person ever. And we think he's awesome. And when he was on my show, I think he told me during it, and I know you heard it recently, but he told me that none of his family would believe he's ever doing this because that's not who they think he is or what he would ever do. Like they think they know him so well. So that's what he thinks of himself because of like the judgment or what people think you are. Mm-hmm. And then he ended up doing this thing. But like, again, not like everybody has to listen to your stuff if you do something, but you would think that your own family would be like, wow, someone I know, my actual family did a podcast, you know? And then they don't watch it. So it's just kind of insane sometimes to think like how busy are these people in their lives or how unimportant do they think Bitcoin is? Well, I don't know.
I mean, that's part of it, I think. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't, you know, cause there's folks that don't even really know what the hell Bitcoin is to begin with. Right. And, mm-hmm. I mean, that's how early we are, you know, 16 years in. Right. And, you know, there's also like, I don't know, man. It's hard to, like with Jeeves, like Jeeves is a grown man who has been mm-hmm. missing certain portions of life that, you know, even us over here in the States, mm-hmm. like we kind of take for granted. It's just sort of a staple. Like, you know what I mean? You know, like, yeah, you know, I want to put Jeeves in like a leather jacket, like, you know, with like a rolled up pack of smokes and a white t-shirt, you know what I mean? Like just turn him into like this, you know, this badass like 50s greaser, like, and send pictures to his family and be like, you know, what's up, mom?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You know, just like I wouldn't do that to his family.
Send a clip of him talking in spaces and swearing to his parents and be like, this is your son.
You got some explaining to do? Like, no, man, I would. That would hurt my heart, dude, just causing.
No, I mean, yeah, we're just joking. But it's just like, we're proud of who he is. That's what it is. Yeah, it's like, exactly. We're not trying to, if we're joking about this, we're not doing it because we want to hurt our friend.
Right.
We think
right.
he's a badass. Like, we think he's awesome.
He is. That's the thing. He's so badass. He's so money mm-hmm. and he doesn't even know it. Like, he's just, dude, Jeeves is the man, dude. Like, when he gets deep, dude, he gets so fucking deep. Like, he's so philosophical.
He's so smart.
He's incredibly smart. I mean, just an amazing dude. And it's like, mm-hmm. you know, that's the army, right? Like that, like who wouldn't want to talk that up? Who wouldn't want to, you know, and mm-hmm. like there are those who wouldn't and they don't belong in the army. You know what I mean? Like, it's not to gatekeep. It's just like, this is not your thing. Like, just be mm-hmm. real about it. Like, you know, if you're coming to, you know, spread misleading shit about, you know, whatever, you know, you're the, like, you know, the army doesn't like discriminate if you're holding bags of fucking, you know, doggy coin or whatever. It doesn't matter. But do you have conviction in that? Because that's a conversation we need to have, right? Mm-hmm. You know, but if you're just like, I'm just doing this so I can get more money and yeet it into Bitcoin, it's like, okay, well, that's a strategy. You know what I mean? Like, whatever, fucking do your thing. Like, it's Bitcoin army is not an army. I would say exclusively of maximalist. But it is exclusively Bitcoiners who mm-hmm. have enough of a signal to say like all that other shit is bullshit and we don't want it here. Like, you know, you guys have all of your own spaces. You have all your own communities. If your community is so strong, stay there.
Yeah.
Like, just be there. Like, grow your community. Do what we're doing with your guys. You know,
just like we're not, you know, like how Bitcoin doesn't, you know, like push itself on, what do you want to say? Like, it doesn't impose or like force people to join. It's exactly. just, I'm here if you want to.
And that's the thing, like, cause you will have, you know, there, I think there is a level of toxic maximalist who, you know, kind of goes out there and trolls and, I mean, I do it once in a while, you know what I mean? I'll throw a quip out there, but it's if I see something egregious, really, it's not like, I'm not trying to hurt somebody's fucking feelings, but I mean, somebody's like, you know, this is, you know, Litecoin's going to flip Bitcoin. Like, that is delusional as shit and you need help. And I'm just going to try and start that conversation. And it might not be a pleasant one, right? But
It's like you're not afraid, and that's the thing. I think you just have less fear, but you're not also a bad hearted person. Like, you're not,
well, that's,
you know,
the thing. Like, there's a, there, you know, there is intent behind, you know, even my vitriol, right? There's intent behind it. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, it's not to, you know, I don't know. It's hard to explain. You know, I think I like to think that I channel.
It's just fun. Like, it's almost like you're having fun, right? Like, you're not malicious.
That's the other thing, to a degree, like the your mama joke that I sent to that guy, like, you know. And then afterwards I was like, hey, you know, come on, bro. That was a good chop. Like, you
everyone
know
what I mean? Needs to laugh, right?
Yeah. Like, and he was like, yeah, it was okay. You know what I mean? Like, he was a sport of that. And he still was roasting me, you know, among his little backwards K community. And that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, you know, I'm not, whatever. And if you have conviction in that shit, man, good for you, dude. But that's the thing. Like, go and do that community thing with your community. Go and do that in the crypto space. You're going to notice it's a little difficult to do that. And maybe that's why you keep fucking bothering us.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah,
you don't have that there, because everybody's trying to fucking get ahead. It's all fucking fiat coded. It's all lockstep fiat slavery shit.
Lockstep.
It is. It's everybody like just out for themselves, just doing the same shit, all dancing to the tune of fiat. Like, they're not even just a slave to a capitalist pig or something. It, you know what I mean? It's like they're slave to the actual fucking mindset, that poisonous shit that we like, that Bitcoin gave us a way out of.
Anybody I know.
Saw that signal was like, holy shit. And that's where it's at. Like, folks who are just looking at number go up, they don't understand the actual value of it. They're just riding the fucking, you know, the market sentiment. That's all they're doing.
Is it like, I what you said just reminds me of somebody I talked to recently. And I think it was either Tomer or the pastor that I talked to that I also met in Vegas, by the way.
Father
I met
Don.
Ben Haley. No, Ben Haley.
That's wild.
In Vegas. But one of them, I think both of them maybe said it. I don't know. But they said, those with ears, let them hear. And like, the, you know, that whole thing. It's like, we're blessed to understand this. You know, it's like, we're lucky that we get it, because so many people don't. And I know that I love so many other people's shows, but I think my show's the best. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the show's the best too. No, and you should. And you know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, don't go full Oprah. You never go full Oprah, right? But
no, but I mean, I hate to be that person, it's not because of me. It's just because, I mean, I think it's the best because, okay, I like, because I care so much about the talks I had with people that I have fun editing them, because it was like a really great talk. But I just, I want to showcase the guests because they're amazing. You know, it's not like I'm just like trying to show me talking the whole time and cut out everything. You know, it's like, I love the talk, you know, the conversation.
Yeah, that's the light. Lean into that shit. For real, like, that is, you know what I mean? That it will not fail you. It will serve you. It just like Bitcoin is going to, it may not even always seem that way, but just lean into that shit. Like, for real, dude, it's going to be, it's like, I mean, what you're doing is right now is amazing, and it's only going to get better. Like, you know what I mean? The more you do it, the more you refine your system, the more you refine, like, you know, your questions, you know what I mean? Those questions are going to, you know, they're already deep, but they're going to, you know, you're going to maintain that level, right? Because like, I think that's what happens with a lot, you know, they'll fizzle out, or they rely on writers, you know what I mean? Like, when you see like interviewed, like half the time that shit's scripted, and like, I can guarantee the person asking the question has no fucking clue or doesn't even give a shit.
Or it's like a job. It's a job to people after a while, and they don't actually have interests, you know, and, and it's like, just here's your list of questions, you know?
And it's like, I've seen like, you know, articles and whatever, you know, opinion pieces about like, what do they call it? Like, influencer creep, where it's like little by little, because you're worried about monetization, and, you know, you're sort of doing whatever, and you like, you might take a sponsorship that, you know, you may not know everything about, or you may, you know, because it's like, oh snap, that will definitely help me cover these bills and make it a little bit easier to do this full time. That could be better equipment. That could mean my own studio, like my own, like actual, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of enticement, but it's wrong incentive. And like, that's,
right.
You know, that's like the Crime Watch message, right?
It's
like, I want to try and find a way, right? You know, to spot the bad incentives.
I want to be able to do, like, do the right, like, it's like, it should be possible for creator to make money without looking like they're just commercial, right. You know, like everything is like about, right. You know, losing the soul of your show. You know, it's like, yeah. It shouldn't be about.
That happens on Twitch a lot. Because yeah. they have like a forced ad thing, kind of like YouTube does. So you have to like mm-hmm. either disable it or do something for it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I think that's what's going to happen pretty soon. Because I feel like I'm already like, I think I need 4,000 watch hours to start getting like ad monetization. I think I'm at 3,500.
Oh wow. Okay, so I got some homework to do. I got to watch more videos.
Yeah, I'm almost there. So but I have
multiple accounts. Is that nefarious action if I like watch from one account and then watch from another?
No, that's not.
I have them.
So that's not nefarious. I heard that they all count as views and even subs.
Even if they're from the even if they're from like the same IP address, because like I don't know, man, they might have.
Yeah, no, they don't care about that.
Okay,
yeah, you could do it.
Fuck it, we ball.
Get your alternate accounts going. Subscribe to my channel.
Well, and some of them I can't because they actually have my like my use for like actual business. So.
Oh come on, you could put the Nova on your business accounts, guys.
Right, you know, for you.
And the funny thing is,
consider me doxxed, I guess. All right.
Yeah, but the funny thing is if people have all these like ghost accounts, then I can start saying instead of subscribe and like my channel, I could be like, subscribe from all of your alternate accounts.
Yes, subscribe from all
even your business one. Dox yourself.
Bring your ghosts, your shade.
Yeah.
Bring it all.
Just let's do this and watch from all of them every day. Like switch it up.
Like five different phones.
Yeah. Just sideways, your iPad, your PC, you know, your phone can play another one. Put one on at someone's computer at work.
My kid's tablet. Like, I have to do homework. Hold on. We got like 1 hour.
we gotta open up a tab real quick.
Yeah, dad will help you with your homework when this is done. Someone.
Log into the Bitcoin over from your school.
You have to watch a certain amount before you can like it, right? It doesn't. Like,
I don't know. I think you can like it right away. I think you can like it right away.
I'm so like, there's like, they don't tell you any of the fucking rules. You have to just like, you can't just like give me a goddamn manual. Come on, dude.
You can like a video instantly.
Okay.
I think what hurts, you know, what hurts YouTube channels is if you click a video and then swipe away and just don't watch it again.
Oh, okay. See, so I don't normally do that. Like, I'll leave a video, but I'll just about always come back to it, you know.
But it says that if you play it even on mute, on a, like, let's say you have a laptop sitting at home,
right,
and you play the Nova and you play it all the way through, that's super good for my channel.
Okay.
Because it shows that somebody's interested, even if it's on mute. Isn't that weird?
Insane.
I know. You would think that it would know, like, this video wasn't played with volume, so they didn't watch.
You know,
but there's
what
also
I hate?
Caption options because YouTube has captions, so I think it wouldn't know if you turn the captions on or off. So
okay,
it does count. So I've ChatGPT'd that, and it says that if you play videos,
that's what I should be doing. I should be asking Jarvis.
So for now on, I'm gonna tell everybody: make sure you watch my videos with no volume, even if you don't have time to watch my videos.
Right, just put it on, just leave it in the background.
Yeah,
like, that's a game
just to show YouTube that it's good, because that's how they know it's good.
Their metrics they are a little questionable, but I mean,
yeah, that's how they measure quality YouTube channels. Even
I
if
wonder if they're
going to
start having AI police this shit, because that's going to suck.
Well, they'll do it after I already.
Yeah, just get grandfathered in and ride the wave. Go for it. That's awesome.
They'll say everybody that's new to YouTube will not have to follow these new rules.
That's not my problem. I that incentive thing, right? Like, you know, I want to call out bad incentives, you know, find out, you know, why, you know, where the opposition is coming from. Because, you know, if you're in opposition to this, there is a fiat incentive. Whatever it may be, right? I mean, I don't see any, you know, maybe that's just me not having clarity, but as far as, you know, from where I'm at, and if that's my tunnel vision, then that's my tunnel vision. I'm just going to keep focused that way, right?
Yeah.
But what I really...
You have good focus on, you know, the bullshit. What did we say? The bullshit meter?
I didn't know anybody. I had no skin in the game on the knots versus poor thing. I spotted poor like a mile away. Everyone was like, oh, he's an all right dude. He's fine. He's ordinarily. No, he is a snake in the grass, dude. That dude.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, he's literally incentivized by Mara.
You know, some my recent guest, my one that's on that I'm showing tomorrow, he wasn't a huge fan of one of the people.
Really?
I won't say the name. I didn't cut it out though. It's in the
It's in there. So I so you have no, yeah, don't reveal it. You have to tune in to find out.
You gotta Why would I tell everybody?
There you go. Yeah.
The two people watching, you better watch to see who's talked about. Because don't care. We'll say whatever we
want. My God, can I be a coach? Can you be like an unofficial assistant coach? Just like give me a shout out like once in a while. I'll be like, oh, we're my coach B.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Of course.
Just
fucking around. Anything. You are the co-host. You can do
it. Well, no, for this particular thing. But yeah.
You know what I'm trying to do on the side here, by the way?
What?
I'm trying to save your photo as like a PNG or something because I was trying to upload it so it could show up your profile picture thing.
Can I do that myself? Because then I can just, I don't know.
Yeah, but I think you have to like send it to Riverside and then you have to have it as a stupid set. Like it can't be a JPEG.
Really?
I was trying to convert it like a weirdo, but.
Oh.
I mean, I could do it. I've done it before. I've saved it in a different format. I'm just like.
Yeah, because didn't you put mine up?
Yeah, but I think I did it after the fact, like after we recorded.
Okay.
I added it to like the edit.
You fixed it in post.
But I wanted to see during if I could put your thing on there. So we'll see. We'll see for next time. But also you don't have to because we'll be having the space. And then for the actual videos, they're going to be recorded. So I could add your profile picture.
Yeah, you can. Then, yeah, you can fix all of it. Like,
later. Yeah, we'll be sharing just whatever things we want to share. So it's fine.
So let's talk about the actual space.
So yeah, I like the paranoia. I like how you're crime watch and I like how I'm the paranoid side of things because, you know, just again, like any news that we're kind of like questioning government motives or questioning, you know, the banking system or the ETFs or whatever the heck we want to question. But I just don't trust any of them. So I just want to keep that angle of like, what are they trying to pull the wool over our eyes or whatever they say?
Right, right. Like my thing is like my whole thing is like I don't even trust the conspiracy theories. Like who put this in place to fucking send all of us on this wild goose chase about who did what while they're sitting around fucking passing bills with all kinds of evil shit we got no knowledge of.
Well, that's the thing, the distraction, right? We could talk about look at the big news of the day today. Who cares? There's like what are they trying to distract us from? That this big story is happening right now, like when
and
all that
how long
P-Diddy
is thing
stuff
going on, like the like here's the thing, like oh you know like the like oh the moon was the moon landing is fake, right? It never happened. We never went to the moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if we did? But this game has been afoot since like way back when, and they're like, you know what we do? Put a little of these fake fucking props in there so they can pick it up years later and fucking fight over whether this shit was real or not.
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to fucking, you know, steal all the parking spaces or whatever the fuck evil shit.
Yeah. It's like, keep those fuckers busy.
Right.
You know, fighting over whether it happened or not.
That's my thing. I want to go into the conspiracy or the conspiracy theory.
Yeah, like
about
go deeper.
The conspiracy theory. Yeah. Like, I mean, so, I don't know. Because I'm paranoid.
Like the first
shit,
principles of the conspiracy theory. Like,
there you go.
Yeah. That's good.
I don't trust my own shadow, dude. I'm a paranoid as shit.
Yeah, I want to talk because it's, you know,
I can't I can't hang in the simulated Earth theory or the simulated universe theory fucking conversation. I can't.
You can't.
I will go insane.
I know it's hard. It's like mind boggling to me, but I kind of like it.
Well, it's not because of the conversations, because once I start thinking about whether or not we're in it, like now I'm questioning everything. I'm questioning atoms. I mean, because if it's simulated, then atoms really aren't atoms. They're just.
But then it makes me think this could be a whole damn talk because.
Fuck. And oh, man, it happened anyway. Shit.
Yeah.
Go on.
So this is crazy because, you know, if everything's simulation, then it proves that, you know, the energy is real and the thoughts and the connections that people have through their minds. It's almost like it's like a higher like sense of the person. It's you know, what are those people, enlightened people? Like when you get to that level, like you're above all of this earthly stuff. But
you're
more
in touch with all the energy, like because all the energy is flowing in a simulation. All the energy is flowing around, but it's guided. It's sent in a certain way.
Right.
There's patterns. All the binary operations are happening. So you know, all the commands and runs and everything is all going on. to the nth degree. It's just all fucking, you know, obviously enough to fucking power an entire
universe. AP physics, so
yeah,
you could, you know.
Yeah, I could work it out. You want a microverse? I'll figure it out.
Right.
But like, I mean, if all of that is true, then all of this is energy, but it's just, or electricity in the sense of like how like an actual computer runs, right?
Yeah. That's kind of where I go with it.
Yeah. So, you know, an enlightened person is just maybe more aware or in tune to that energy, and sort of sees it coming from all sides, knows, you know, where everything is flowing and how it all works, like sees the matrix, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. And that's maybe more, maybe you can reach that in several different ways, you know, meditation, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, certain disciplines, you know, martial arts, gymnastics, yoga.
I think to the paranoid people, though, it would be like, okay, well, that person's just super calm. They think they're enlightened. That's not real, right? So what's real? But then I think what recently like blew my mind a little bit was hearing about the James Webb telescope. Okay. Did you hear about that?
No, you're going to have to kind of lead the way here.
Okay.
Catch me up.
So this we'll have to continue this talk because this I know Georgia said it. Yeah, it
sounds like it could be its own thing.
Well, I'm gonna sum it up, but you should look into it.
Apparently, it's not just a telescope.
No, the James Webb is supposed to be like checking back to like the beginnings of like the universe. It's like the Hubble, but like 100, I don't know how many times stronger, like 1,000, I don't know, 10,000 times stronger,
so
whatever it is.
Light years into the past.
So what it is, it's supposed to be able to look so far back in time or through space that it recently discovered that the physics of faraway space don't align with the physics from here space.
Uh-huh.
So what they're saying is it's like disproving like what everything we think about physics, and it the way that they make the metaphor for what is going on there is that they say, you know how like you join a video game, and this is how it makes sense to me because I played video games for a long time.
Yep.
So when you have like a really bad frame rate,
but go on.
Okay. So when you have a really bad frame rate or it's like lagging, like the stuff closest to you moves fine, but far away, it's like glitchy or like you can't see it clearly.
Right.
So it's like, because it's a simulation, it's not exactly the same everywhere. You know, if it was reality, it would be the same everywhere. But because this telescope found out that there's irregularities in the physics that they're finding from here and there.
Okay.
So it's kind of like really insane. I haven't looked back into it, but at the time that I read it, I was like, oh my God, this means that everything we think we know about, you know?
Yeah. But
so they say that space is accelerating or dark matter or whatever, like space is growing faster, you know, there's like a mathematical formula they use to see how fast space is expanding or something like that, but it was not making sense. So that's insane. When I think simulation theory, I'm just kind of like,
it's really interesting, right? Because, you know, observable reality, when we talk about reality, it's what we know, right? For what we know, we sort of describe as natural, right? Now, so when you think of the supernatural, you know, and this kind of crosses into the realm of like, you know, religious, you know, miracles, things like that. It's just a suspension of reality, essentially, right? It's just a suspension of the laws of nature, suspension of what we know, you know, what we know to be true, but based on our sort of consensus.
Yeah.
You know, a really good argument maker, a really good debater back in the day, passed away a while back. And his name is Christopher Hitchens. Mm-hmm. Back in my days of atheism, he was a very prominent figure. He was like constantly in my YouTube, channels. I was like watching, you know, like all of his debates. He took on Dinesh D'Souza. Who's in the Bitcoin army, by the way.
He is?
Dinesh fucking D'Souza.
I saw he was following me a few months back, and I told my mom, she goes, oh my God, I watch him.
Yeah, he's in the Bitcoin army. He's not following me. He might know that I used to be kind of leftish.
Okay.
He might know that I'm a Christopher Hitchens fan. Actually, the day he passed, usually you'll see like a glass of bourbon. Yeah, it's like for Hitch, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm going to actually post that up. I'm going to tag Dinesh D'Souza and just be like,
nice.
I know that because they were friends. They were, you know, they would debate each other, but they were actually,
I bet he'll
they've
follow
had
you
dinner
then.
together and shit. So I would, that'd be nice. I mean, you know, just to, I was not
He's
the
got a
biggest
shit
fan
ton
of
of
him back
followers.
in the day. You know, but I've long since put a lot of that stuff to bed. Like, I don't have the head to care for that stuff anymore.
Well, it's almost because you just, you change. You think like,
yeah,
maybe the things that you thought matter don't.
Yeah, I don't really subscribe to much religious thing, but I, you know, I think my faith is something that's sort of in development or redeveloping or whatever you want to call it. You know, I come from
Thanks
Mother
me
Church,
for...
so it's
okay.
Really touchy subject religion for me.
Well, for me too. I think I talk about this because I am I believe in I'm a spiritual person. I believe in God. I'm a Christian, you know, but I don't like man-made, you know, rules and laws and structures
exactly,
and places.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I like to connect things because I think everything in this world is connected. So I like to think that, you know, spirituality and physics and what this world is around us, like, I think it all has some sort of, like, all of it's connected somehow. We just don't understand how it is yet. So I like to try to figure out, like, my paranoia is, like, when I see things that don't make sense, I try to kind of understand how it all has to make sense, you know?
Yeah. Well, that kind of brings me back to like the whole reality thing, right? Like, so this telescope, like in a sense, like I'm not just paranoid. I'm also a skeptic, right? So when I hear something that sounds like supernatural, my thought is, well, okay, if I'm, and this is taken from Christopher Hitchens. If I find myself in a position, I'm paraphrasing or trying my best. If I find myself in a position where I am experiencing something supernatural, I have to either assert one or two things, right? I have to reach one or two conclusions. Either all of nature, all of reality has been suspended in my favor because I'm the witness here, or I'm under some kind of delusion or misconception of reality. I'm not, maybe not at, in my faculties. Maybe I'm, you know, maybe I got some goofy goggles on or something. You know what I mean? Maybe, maybe noise is kind of messing with my other senses. You sort of kind of go through this whole thing and you kind of do like an Occam's razor with,
Well, I have something I'd like to show you during our next one of our shows, probably not the space, but like when we do another one, because this is an interesting one. I have a video that I recorded and we call it My Oldest Son's Ghost.
Okay. Okay.
And I want you to debunk it because it doesn't make any sense to me or Georgia. We both used to watch Ghost Adventures all the time and they would always like debunk noises and things they would see and hear.
Right.
And we always like to be like, well, there's an explanation for this, right?
Yeah.
But that thing is like, anytime I show it to anybody, they're like, it's an orb, but it doesn't make any sense because it was, I don't want to say too much. I'd rather say
yeah,
it for
I need to say it for myself without.
Yeah,
without,
I'd rather, and just see what reaction you have
right,
to that.
Right.
Because
I
that
mean,
is,
I've already got a bit of a preconceived notion just because like, okay, it's going to be something spooky. And, you know,
but it's not like spooky, but it's very, once I tell you just about it or whatever, or you just see it and then it's
yeah,
it's just something that it would be nice to see a reaction to. It'd be really
okay,
cool.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing, it's like, I mean, I am skeptic, but I'm not closed-minded. Like, I'm willing to be convinced, you know what I mean, but the argument has to be convincing, or the thing has to, you know what I mean, whatever it is in front of me, you know.
Well, and that's the thing with believable. You're a lot like George too, because George was like, he's a very practical person. He's like, there's an explanation for this. Like, there is,
right. Yeah.
We're gonna figure this out. Like, what's going on? But
although
we both came to
the
conclusion,
story. Like, absolutely, because we, you know,
we were both just trying to figure out. Like, there has to be, because we don't believe. We're just very skeptical. You know, especially him. He thinks I used to be more the gullible one. Now I'm questioning everything.
Right.
But yeah,
now you
cool
won't be fooled again.
Yeah. It'd be cool to see other people's reactions too. I think that'd be
I mean, yeah, that could be a whole reaction video. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that might be a little, that could, you know, skirt the line of like, you know, sharing too much. Like, I don't know how I feel about like kids or whatever. You know, but
Oh, so who, somebody, so Mark was saying that we're appropriately paranoid. He said that a little while ago, and we were talking about how paranoid we are. And then he said he did hear something about being able to go back to the creation of the universe. If true, that would be pretty amazing. Yeah. I just stumbled in and wanted to support you two. Have a great night. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. That's awesome. I'm live on YouTube right now. This is weird. This is a first. I don't do this. I don't know what I'm doing.
Isn't it awesome? And now it's gonna, like, I think it's set to like save as like what it'd be under my live videos. So it'd
I think I get a copy too.
Yes. Because I'm here. Oh yeah, you do. I think
I think I still have a copy of the other one. I don't go through that mail. I really just created that mail just to have a killer be.
Nice.
I do. I could start a channel. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to try to do something.
It'd be like what's it called? What do people do? Collab.
Yeah, we do collabs.
Yeah.
You know, we can.
So then I have to figure out how to stop this thing. Oh, thank you. He said we should do it more.
We're planning to.
Thank you so much.
We are planning to.
We are. Yes. We're going to be doing. React. What? You tell him.
Video. Well, we're going to do. We're going to have like a 4-man panel. I think we'll do 4. I think that's a reasonable, right? Maybe 3, 4. We're going to do sort of, I wouldn't say like reaction, like content. Like not exactly, you know what I mean? We're going to really kind of like look through like, you know, sort of Bitcoin content news, you know, maybe look through X and see like, you know, some kind of take that we might have all kinds of crazy opinions on, you know, videos from there, you know, maybe, you know, we might have find like, you know, crazy TikToks. I don't know. I'm willing to look
at Killer B is going to have like some sort of format where he'll be like the spaces for talking about paranoid stuff.
Yeah.
The YouTube thing will be like, we're going to be talking about things that we want to show and like react to. But
disclaimer,
my mind goes in circles. So I'm going to try. We're going to
be totally fine. Absolutely.
Okay.
Cause, because I can go in circles and I can go off on tangents too, but like I'll find like somehow find my way back. Like I really wanted to go back to the observable reality thing. So I'm not letting that go.
We need to take notes so we can touch back on some of these things.
Seriously. The observable universe, like fucking objective, you know, observable realities. Seeing back in time, right? Like, if the physics of that time or that time space or however you want to word it doesn't match up with the physics of our observable reality here. So I would say, like, you know, okay, well, has every means been tested to absolutely assert that everything that is being observed is actually what we're there's
this thing is like observed. It's like an infrared telescope. Like I remember learning all about it when it first came out. I was fascinated by it. And it's the way that it was deployed, and it has these like just the way it detects things is different from the Hubble. I just remember at the time I knew so much about this telescope. I was really fascinated. I'm like, what is it going to find? And it was already like at least 4 or 5 years ago now. And finally, it's like it brought back this big, you know, reveal of like, and I'm like, what else? You know, is it going to
right? But so I think in my case, like, you know, I'm, you know, okay, well, let's clean the lens. Let's, you know, I mean, let's dot all the I's across all the T's.
And I'm down for that.
Right.
I would love to explore any reason why I'm not gullible.
I'm saying, like, if I were in that position, if I were one of the scientists doing this, you know, working on this project and taking, you know, and taking all the data, you know, collecting all the, you know, all of the observations, you know, that would be me, you know, all right, am I, you know, are we messing this up somewhere? Something, you know, is a wire crossed? Is, you know, is there crazy light refracting from somewhere into the lens?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because you have to really.
Wait, are you talking about the ghost video?
Well, me, that too. I mean, to an extent, but I'm talking about, like, you know, something so gravitationally important as like physics being different.
AP physics is gonna debunk my video or not. You're gonna be.
I doubt it. I took a class and I was pretty much high throughout all of high school.
You're just gonna be AP physics from now on. I don't care.
Sure. All right. Fine. I'll take that.
I didn't do AP physics, so
I'm not gonna know what I'm talking about. But I mean, I do, like, I wonder about something like that. I mean, I kind of, you know, I'm not saying like trust the science or whatever, but I have to imagine that people who are working science are doing science shit, know about, you know what I mean? And they know how scientific theory works, and they know right. how to test and retest, and, you know, all the tests, all the different, you know, blind tests, everything, all the tests, mm-hmm. right? I have to imagine that they're doing that, right? So when they come back with results, you know, all right.
Yeah.
You know, that lends to credibility, but at the same
time, I would have to come back with some more, just information, because it's obviously I'm just giving you the gist of the story, but once we have more info on why, because I'm sure the whole scientific community, you know how Bitcoiners and shitcoiners are, where like a shitcoiner says something and all the maxis are like, no, you're wrong, you know?
Yeah.
So if somebody comes out and says, this is going on with the universe, it's not what we thought, you think everyone in science would be like, you're insane because these are the reasons. But like, it was kind of like a shockwave where everybody's like,
Well, I think with science, there is a sense of wonder and then knowing the things that we don't know yet, or discovering the things we don't know yet, finding the next star, you know, that's mm-hmm. something, you know, something huge, you know, finding mm-hmm. the next, you know, event horizon. Something that equates to magic.
Yeah.
In the science.
I want to know what's inside a black hole. Is it more universes?
Yeah.
Being born out of them? I don't know.
That's what I think.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
By the way, Killer B, you have lost your number one status on my channel for commenter. Oh, no. It is now Mark.
Who is Mark? Good job, Mark.
Mark is number one.
I love healthy competition. That's fantastic. I'm not on the channel anymore, so I can't.
4:30 a.m. comes early in Chi-Town. Catch you on the next one. Oh, my God. You have to wake up that early.
I have handed my pinball crown to him.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining. And we will definitely be doing it more. Turn on your notifications, Mark. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, because I don't have all that. So you got to do it here.
Right. Thank you so much.
This is the place.
I know. But we're going to have to pick this up because George is on his way home. So I'm going to have to see how his show went. And I can't wait to do this again. We got to figure out which Tuesday we're starting our live stream.
Time slows down
in a black hole, he said.
What's that?
Mark says time slows down in a black hole.
Ah, see, if we were in a black hole, we'd have more time.
That's why in the Tesseract and Interstellar.
Ah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was such a crazy movie. Anyway, let me school. Video games also, we have to have video game conversations.
Yes, I'd like that.
Yeah, because I was a big gamer. I like to try and be once in a while, but I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm just too tired. I got 45 minutes of sleep yesterday.
Oh my God, and you're doing this right now.
Yeah.
Go get some rest.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we launch on a Tuesday, whenever that Tuesday is, we definitely mm-hmm. have some conversations about how we're going to structure the whole paranoid thing and, mm-hmm. you know, and I definitely want you hosting it so that I can sort of, you know, be on backup. Cause you are Bitcoin Army and it's time that you had your own space. So
thank you. It's going to be awesome.
We need to hear you. Everybody loves when you show up and you know what I mean? You start talking, letting us know what's going on, you know what I mean? So it's like now you
kind of feel bad that I, you know, ran the test during Brune Biddy's space, but I know he'll understand. I'm still there.
I mean, I think he'll understand. I've been running a gauntlet. I'm still in that space for support, but I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really planning on speaking or anything tonight. I might not.
All right. Well, we're going to end it now then. So I will see you guys next time we do this. Thank you again. We'll talk about what to do next Tuesday or whatever, whichever Tuesday.
However, you'll be updated. Black men come paranoid.